What's good, souls? I'm back again, here with an important message for you. Nah, but seriously, I want to talk about healing and a form of healing that helped me to get over and overcome a lot of obstacles over the years, and that's tapping into your passion. And that sounds simple, but in essence, it's not, because we get caught up in our daily lives and doing other things that we tend to forget about those things that bring us joy. Anything you're passionate about that brings you joy, you need to really tap into that, especially if you want to heal, because that helps take your mind off of it and helps you focus on other things. And for me, I'm a prime example of that. I've been in and out of therapy for 20 plus years, on and off. And the last time I was in therapy, my therapist suggested that I tap into my passions to help to start to, you know, put things together and see how things are working in my mind. And once I started to do that, I really started to heal, because I actually got to see my pain on paper, or my pain in creativity. And at that point, it wasn't pain anymore. It was beauty from what I created. So with that, I look back on my childhood and I really took to drawing a lot. And that was one of my big outlets when I was younger, was drawing pictures. And it didn't have to be of anything specific. It was just drawing and focusing on that picture at the moment, which cleared my mind of everything else. And as I got older, I kind of got away from that and I fell back into depression, anxiety, PTSD, all those things that come along with it. But once I got back into my passion, it kept me opening up more doors for me to get into more things that I love to do. Like I said, I love to draw. I love to write poetry. I love music. I love to cook. So I tapped into all of those things. And by me tapping into all those things, it helped to pull me into what my true purpose and what my true passion is, which is something that I've known for years. And it's that I love helping people see their potential, or just helping people reach their potential by any means that I can, whether it be my words, my actions, anything. And a good example of this is that when I was in the Army, I had this real good friend. And man, I admire this guy for the way he was, because he always had a business mindset and wanted to do things for himself in his way. And when I realized that about him, it made me want to help him achieve his goals as best as I could. And I'll give you an example of it. He bought into a janitorial service. And when he came to me, he was like, B, I just bought this janitorial service. I need some help. Shit, I got you. What you need? So with that, I helped him out with that. And I've never done no janitorial work, never planned on doing any. But as soon as he asked me and I knew what his goal was, I jumped on that shit, because it's like, he trying to do something. So I want to be here for the ride to see how it goes. And in another situation, some years later, he was doing some clothing design stuff. And they had this class that he was going to. He was like, B, you want to roll with me? Fuck it, man, I'll go. I went with him because, again, he was trying to better himself and do something. So I was like, fuck it. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see how you rolling and how you trying to better yourself. So I jumped at that opportunity again. And seeing him making those steps to better himself, you know, something that I admire. Even though we're about the same age, I still admire that about him. He always had that drive to want to do something, want to better himself, want to be better. And that shit energized me, because I'm going to help you any way I can, whether it be financial, me just stepping in, me guiding you with some words. So don't knock on tapping into your passions, because it'll keep your mind focused on something to keep you driving towards something. You'll always want to keep pushing forward while you're doing that. As far as me, when I look back and I think about all the jobs that I've done, all of them were kind of tailored to things that I was passionate about. Even as a teenager, my grandmother, she always found something for me to do once I became of working age. She always was able to give me a summer job. And it wasn't nothing big, but the first one I had, I worked at a summer camp. And I ended up working kids. I don't even care for kids like that. But I did enjoy the experience, because I was getting to help the kids and kind of be like a mentor as well as the counselor to them. So that was a wonderful journey for me. The next 2 years, I worked at the same place. It was a, I'm not sure if I can call it a nonprofit, but what they did was the first year I took phone calls and set appointments for hundreds, maybe thousands of people, writing that shit down by hand in a book. I remember that shit like it was yesterday. And then the next year, they had actually had the ball rolling on the program. So when I came in, I was actually helping people get set up to be seen for the appointments to get assistance with their bills. So I did that. And then my senior year in high school, I worked on a documentary for the Wynton Marcellus Jazz Camp. And it was a bunch of us seniors, and we pretty much filmed the documentary, edited, narrated, and everything that entails putting something together like that, we did it. Of course, with the help of professionals, but that was what we did. And once I got on my own, I went to the Army. And for that, that was a place of excitement, different things. And, you know, I love excitement and challenges in life, and that definitely brought a lot of challenges. And while I was in, I signed up to be a dental assistant, which I helped the doctor create smiles and fix teeth and all that. But a few years later, I went to school to become a dental lab technician, where I was making teeth and helping create smiles, which I knew when people had their teeth right, they ready to smile. So to me, that brought joy to my heart, and I loved it. But everything I did, I always had a ceiling, because what? I always wanted to own my own business and be my own boss. So I got my associates in business administration. Then I turned around a few months later, went right back to school and got my associates in culinary arts because I love to cook. But all those jobs for me had ceilings. I could never break through until I realized what my true passion was, which is helping people. And now I'm living in that passion. Like I'm learning about herbs so I can make teas to help people soothe ailments that way. I'm doing Reiki training to help people heal with their energy. I talk with people, random people, people I know, and just see if I can help give them clarity on things that they're going through and situations that they're dealing with. So I've always had a passion for helping people. And now I can take all of those talents that I have and pull on different pieces from here and there to help. Because like I said, I love music. So I taught myself how to make music on a computer because I didn't have any more money left for school from my GI bill. I used all that up. So I taught myself that because people love music. And sometimes people just want music without the words, because some of these songs today are trash. And that's just what it is. So I really started doing everything I've done was for me. But then I decided to start sharing my gifts, because somebody may enjoy it. It may bring calm to somebody's heart to listen to a song that I made, or it may bring calm to someone's heart to read a poem that I made, or it may hit somebody if I say something to them like, yeah, I never thought about it like that. So me jumping into my passion of helping people has really brought me to a whole new level of who I am. And now, honestly, I don't, from a lot of the ailments and things that I suffered with before, I no longer even deal with those, like the depression. I can't, all that stuff, I can control that now. All that stuff is within my hands to control and maneuver any way I want. And it's not going to be within me. So I move those things, move them around. And all of that's done through me diving into my passions, which is the same thing I want for you, is to be able to dive into your passion and find your greatest you. Because, again, my passion is helping people and helping them to find their greatest self, what brings them the best out of them. You know what I mean? Because I think about it this way. If we lived in a society where everything was free, everything, you had to pay for nothing, the only thing you had to do was provide your service, your passion, your skill to the community to be a part of it, what would you want to do? What would you bring to the community? What could you say, man, I could do this for free? I could do this for free every day because I love it. It brings joy in my heart when I do it, and then I see other people reaping from the benefits of what I've done. What is that? What passion can free you? Because everybody has something. Whether you're good at it or bad at it, everybody has something inside them that they're passionate about. Hopefully, if you got a soul, and if you're here with me, you have a soul. So what is your soul calling to you? What is your soul telling you to do? Because at the end of the day, if you're working a 9 to 5 or whatever hours you work, if you're putting all these hours in for somebody else's passion, when do you have time for yours? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're working a job, I say use that job. If you got a passion that you're doing and you can promote yourself to people that come that you deal with, why not do it? And if somebody want to fire you from your job for doing that, shit, that probably wasn't a job for you anyway, because at the end of the day, it's about healing you and making you better. So just being able to step into your passion and living in it. And that's what it has to become. You have to start living in it, because eventually that could become who you are all over. That could become what brings you income, what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, what fills your heart. Your passion can do that, but you have to step into it. You have to put the time in to yourself. You can't expect anyone else to do it. And again, like I said, I don't give a damn how good you are at it, how bad you are. Tap into it and dive into it, because the more you do it, the better you will become. And if it's something that you can share with people, shit, share it. Yeah. You see, I'm here. I'm sharing what I have, my knowledge, my gifts. There's like so much shit that y'all don't even see that I work on and that I think of and that I do that's not even on camera, because those things aren't meant for the cameras yet. Like, I have books that I've written that aren't, you know, I'm not ready to put that kind of stuff out. I have other things that I'm working on in the kitchen. You know, I know y'all used to see me posting cooking videos, and eventually I'm going to come back with that, but I want to come from a different angle. So I need to prepare myself properly, because everything I want to do, even though before I did a lot of healthy stuff, I want to focus even more on that in what I'm going to do next. So, but again, yeah, all those are my passions. Like, any music that you hear from me on anything I do, 9 times out of 10, I produce that music myself. Learned it years ago, since what, 2018, still learning. So it's never too late. I'm old as hell. I ain't that old, but until you die, knowledge is constantly at your disposal. And bettering yourself should be your top priority. Excuse me. Because when you better yourself, that only thing that's going to do is help the people around you. It may start off as a selfish act of self-care, self-love, self-preservation. But when people start to see that and understand that you're not doing it out of selfishness, you're doing it out of betterment of self to help them, even though they don't realize it, but eventually it'll come back around. And even if some people don't, you're still making yourself better. And others that come in contact with you will feel that energy that you're presenting them. Because when you start living in your passion, you start living in love. You start feeling that shit, and it just fills your body, man. I can't even explain it. But now that I'm living in my passion, I can tell you that the shit is real. Like, you will really feel it. You'll really want to dive into it and become it. Because once you become your passion, there's no stopping you. There's none besides yourself. But you have to decide today. Start living in that passion. You put 8 hours in at a job, you still got 16 left for yourself. You can put 2 or 3 hours a day into something that you're passionate about just to bring you joy, even if it's not to share with anyone else. And again, I don't give a damn how good, how bad, you're not doing it for anyone else but yourself. So don't give a shit what nobody think. Because if I did, I probably wouldn't put out half of the poems I do. I probably wouldn't put out music like I do, because I got a whole another page that I do music on. And I'm gonna probably start another page for some of my other ventures that I'm doing. But I'm constantly in my passions, constantly. Now, the way I live in my passions. If I'm doing anything, it's towards my passion. Whether I'm online, reading, out and about, I'm taking it in. Like, there's times I just go places and not people watch, because I love to watch people and see how they interact with each other and how they move, because I need to understand those things. I need to see how people interact with each other. And that sounds strange for me to say that. It may sound strange to some of you, but not to me, because again, I know where I'm from. I know who I am, and I know what I'm here for. My purpose is the people. Just that simple. Like, financially, I'm set. Everything I do is for the people. If I don't make a dime from anything I do, I don't care. I do it because I know that people have so much greatness and untapped potential within them that they are scared to unleash because of society. Society has placed everybody in boxes. From the day you were born, you were in a box. But now it's time to break free of that box. Break free and start diving into your passions, and that will help guide you out of that box and into who you truly are and the potential that you truly can have and the happiness that you can have within yourself and doing for yourself. So at the end of the day, it's all about you and what you want. If you don't want to heal, you ain't got to listen. But what could it hurt? It's for you. For you, not for me. I'm doing the work. I've done the work. I'm staying in my passion. I'm living in it. Swimming in it. Are you? You should. But, that's all I got to say, man. Live in your passion. Become your passion. Heal through your passions. Share your passions, because it may help someone else heal. So, until next time, souls. Peace. Love. I get up with you.